So an article, a column, I should say, written in something called a newspaper, a relic of the olden days, by a psychologist named John Rosemond, is getting some attention.
Okay.
He wrote this on Monday, or it was published on Monday. And he says something you've done with children is inappropriate, and he would like you to stop. Hummings, have you ever high-fived a child?
Did it yesterday.
Like a million times in my life, yes.
Yeah, I did
Joe,
it
you've probably done that. You don't even have kids.
Yeah, of course.
Kelly, high five a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Steve, you high five a kid?
Nope, never once in my entire life.
You're the hero this guy needs.
I know how.
He says, here's why you shouldn't high five a child. Ready?
Okay.
Arg, he says.
Oh, real quick. Before you read the reason, what did you have any idea or thoughts of
I haven't read the reason yet.
Okay.
So I don't. I saved this until I honestly don't have a thought.
Can we make guesses? We have
please.
One? It'll be something about how many germs get transferred.
Okay. I'm going to say it's because you're forcing them to do something they have no will to say no to, okay. Which is something that happens to kids all the time.
Maybe something about a shoulder injury.
Yeah, I was going to say, I assume it has something to do with the 18 million shoulder injuries we hear always about okay. with high fives.
Okay.
No,
I don't know. I can't. I have no idea why this idiot would say it's bad to high five.
Kelly, why would this guy say you shouldn't high five a child?
I just assume it's maybe you don't know the kid well enough to do it because okay. you can't be talking about a kid that is yours or a niece or a nephew or a best friend's kid. Like maybe a stranger's kid, it would be weird. I don't know. I would still high-five a stranger's kid if they did something badass or something. I'd be like, that's badass.
Yeah.
High-five.
Well, I mean, that's an acceptable thing. It's not like you're hugging them.
Yeah. All right, here's what he says. He says, will you please stop doing that, please, high-fiving kids.
Okay, why?
Every time I see it, I want to scream, and I'm not an emotionally hyperactive person.
Yeah, I disagree so far.
I'm talking about adults high-fiving children. And yes, I'm about to reveal that I am the Grinch, or so it would seem. Knowing my stance on the subject, a parent recently asked, what's wrong with adults high-fiving children, John?
Yeah. I so recognize. You know, he's written and ranted about this more than
apparently,
once.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, yeah, this has been in his craw for some time.
Yeah, it's grinded his gears.
I recognize a rhetorical question when I hear one. The fact that someone even asked that question is proof we are lost in Dante's dark wood when it comes to children and their upbringing.
I know no one really wants to talk to me.
The high five is a gesture of familiarity to be exchanged between equals. I have traded the palm slap with adult friends. Dude, give me five. I can be and am as cool as the next adult, that is. I will not slap the upraised palm of a person who is not my peer. And a peer is someone over age 21, emancipated, employed, and paying their own way.
What in the hell are you talking? This is, you know what this is? This is a guy who spent way too much of his childhood having somebody go to high five and then pulling their hand away and laughing at him.
Yeah, right.
He's got some kind of an issue because this isn't like a thing for peers. Like, we're great. I mean, you can also use it for like, hey, way to go.
That's all it means.
That's a great job.
It means good job.
Yeah.
The high five is not appropriate between doctor and patient, judge and defendant.
Well, doctor and patient would be a little weird, I guess. But
I would high five my doctor in a second.
But I mean, if
my son had a procedure yesterday where he had a bump removed from his ear, and afterwards, because Hayden was really brave, the doctor goes, buddy, you were brave, and that was amazing. Give me a high five. And he gave him a high five.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And Hayden wasn't like, well,
doctor?
Wait a minute, we are not peers.
Yeah, that's basically like grabbing his ass.
Yeah. The high five is, and he said, a person not old enough, it would be like a president of the United States and a person not old enough to vote. What?
Wait.
Employer
what?
And employee, parent and child, grandparent and grandchild. Dad, my son said once. His then 5-year-old doesn't understand, his 5-year-old friend, or no, his son said, my 5-year-old doesn't understand why you won't high five him. To which this guy says, I responded, I don't expect him to understand and I'm not going to explain myself to him.
And then he doesn't understand what an a-hole is yet.
Well, I don't understand either. And I said, I'm not going to explain myself to you as well. Said grandson is now 15. He has not raised his palm to me since he was 5, and we get along just fine. He's not suffering from high-five deprivation, much less PTSD from hearing.
But he wouldn't suffer from those things if you gave him high-fives either.
Respect for adults is important true. To a child's character development. Oh, It's not for the child per se. Okay, it's so that they need to respect the adult.
Earning respect.
The high five is not compatible with respect.
Oh, God.
It is to be reserved for individuals of equal or fairly equal status. So should I not shake hands with the child? Because to me, that's much more formal than a high five.
Oh, it's much more formal, yeah.
I don't know what to do anymore.
It is good for children to view responsible adults as people who exist on a higher plane. If the only way you can express that is by not high-fiving them, you're a terrible adult.
I find that the best way for them to know their place and to be brought up right is just to ignore them until they can vote.
Looking up at adults on a higher plane causes children to aspire to become adults, which seems to be in short supply these days.
Oh, man, I can't wait to be an adult so I can high-five.
Oh, man, I can't wait to turn 21. Oh, man, I'm going to get my ID right away and then go out and high-five my grandpa.
Did any of you guys ever underage high-five?
I did.
That's all anyone did at my school is underage high-five.
I always hid it from my parents. I was, a pretty smart kid to not high-five in front of my parents because they'd be angry about it, and I'd probably get grounded. But amongst my friends, we would high-five all the time.
When I was 15, we stole some of my dad's high-five, and I was so hungover the next day from hitting it too hard.
I found some of my dad's high-five in the nightstand.
I was a bit of a bad boy, and I spent a lot of time on the dirt road behind the school high-fiving other bad boys.
You ever raw dog a high-five?
I absolutely have.
I raw dog high-five every time.
Almost all my high-fives are raw dog.
I got herpes from doing that.
Sometimes in the winter, I might have a glove on.
Ugh, you wear a glove?
I mean, in the winter, if my hands
wrap it up,
if they're cold, yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow, you're no fun.
Your parents never high-fived you.
Sometimes not, no.
Okay, he continues. The child who is allowed to high-five an adult has tacit permission to talk to said adult as if they are peers. Do not wonder if you high-five your child, he often talks to you as if you are his equal. By the way, a child does not ever think of an adult as an equal. He either thinks the adult as a superior or his subordinate. In a child's mind, there is no middle ground. Boundaries in relationships are essential to their proper functioning. Children should not call their parents by their first names, nor any other adults. They should not sleep with their parents. They should not have free access to their parents' money. They should not be allowed to view certain movies their parents view. Children should know their place. Adults should know their place. The more adults and children commingle as if they are equals, the more problematic become their relationships.
I wonder if he has just done so many parenting columns that all end with this rant about sleeping with parents and money and just everything he's talking about. But he's run out of ways to introduce the topics.
I guess, because, I agree with the idea that, my kids don't have unfettered access to my bank accounts.
Why don't you high-five them?
I don't let them watch pornography yet.
Right. Those are the only movies they're not allowed to watch.
But I'm not, basically.
Yeah, right.
But still, there's a real big difference between exposing them to hardcore sexual images and high-fiving, but he's putting them on the same plane.
It all ties together.
Like, if you high-five, you'll never parent. This next line, why should a child obey any adult who has high-fived him in the past? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Wow, that is really, really dumb. And so would he say the same thing about if you hug your kid?
I don't know. Is that something peers do? Do you hug your peers?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And make no mistake, the happiest kids are also the most obedient. Research says so.
You don't know that.
Yeah, what?
But he just said the research says so, Joe.
His research.
He is a psychologist.
I think a lot of kids do. I think they thrive in having a sort of hierarchy and knowing, the way things are supposed to work. But
we should get a hold of this guy. He needs to do a weekly Grind My Gears segment. I wonder what else this guy could rant about.
The Today Show did an article following up asking other psychologists about what this guy said. And here's an example. I think this man may be lacking in knowledge in how children function. Another one said one thing that helps is not denying them access to contact with adults, be that physical or emotional, when the child seeks such a connection. I would never deny a child something as basic as a high five.
Oh.
The happiest kids are the ones you leave in a room alone forever until CPS finds them.
Didn't you ever see those happy girls in China that were abandoned after the one-child rule, just rocking back and forth in a high chair, abandoned by society?
Yeah, that's how they learn to be self-sustaining.
Now? Yeah.
Totally happy.
A lot of people hate this guy.
Well, he's a dumbass.
Just as we expected.